Hello, Amos. You know, a man down the street just whistled at me.
You mean he whistled like this?
No, he whistled like this.
Oh, Andy, you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means rinse-o white, rinse-o bright, rinse-o new.
Yeah, that's right. It means this is Sunday, and we're on the air for 1950 rinse-o with Folium.
The Amos and Andy Show with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Shirley Mitchell, Amanda Randolph, Vince Towns, and Jeff Alexander and his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. The Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium, the soap that gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso white,
Rinso new.
Happy little watch.
All week, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, has been trying to give him gentle hints about Christmas, but with no effect. Right now, while the Kingfish is in the bedroom, Sapphire is out in the parlor trying another attack to get him in the Christmas spirit.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Sapphire, will you take one of my old shoes and throw it at that cat on the back fence,
please? No!
I was saying.
I
was trying to remind you of the season of the year.
Season? Well, I know what season it is. It's winter.
It's Christmas, and this year I want a real Christmas.
A real Christmas? I don't know what you're complaining about. We had a Christmas tree every year for the past 5 years, ain't we?
Yes, but when do we get it? On January the 5th, when the people next door throw theirs out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stop getting that tree out of the trash heap every year. Last year, when I filled it up in the parlor, it was decorated with a half a grapefruit and four banana peelers.
Joy Stevens, I'm telling you that we got to have some money around here for Christmas.
Sweetheart, as far as getting money for you is concerned, I got a big surprise.
You know that big, fat, ugly old gal, Abigail Simpson, that sold a farm and come up here looking for a husband through the matrimonial bureau?
Yes. What about her?
Well, I run into her on the street. She is so desperate for a husband that she offered me $500 cash if I get her one. And confidential, I got Andy in mind for the groom. That's what I got.
Well, Andy don't like Abigail Simpson. He's stuck on your secretary, Charmaine LaRue.
Yeah, but now here's the idea. You see, there's a thing that they do now and then called marriage by proxy. Now, that's when the real husband is in some foreign country and he gets some other man to stand in for him with the gal here by proxy. See what I mean?
And you mean to get Andy to stand up with this gal?
Yeah, he going to think it's proxy, but he really getting married. That's what the boy gets. Yeah.
George, you're out of your head.
Yeah, well, I'm going through with this proxy idea.
Now, let me tell you something, George Stevens. What I said before about having some money for Christmas around here still goes.
Well, now, wait a minute, sweetheart.
Wait a minute, nothing. I want a tree, I want presents and everything that goes with it. I'm telling you, George Stevens, there's going to be peace on earth, goodwill toward men around here if I have to break every bone in your head.
Mr. Stevens is expecting you.
Well, Charmaine, how is the Kingfish's little secretary? You looking pretty as ever, sweetie pie.
Oh, Andy, you are so cute. You know, if you was a puppy dog, I'd let you sit right on my lap and squeeze you as hard as I could.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you later.
Oh, well, Andy, what did you want?
Well, you told me to come over here.
Yeah, well, I'm too busy paying attention to you right now, looking for a proxy.
Yeah, well, I'll help you look for it. Where'd it roll? Under your desk?
Oh, no, Andy, I'm talking about a marriage proxy. You see, Abigail Simpson is going to marry some fella down in Mexico, but he can't get up here, so I'm looking for some other fella to fill in for him at the ceremony, you know, with the proxy.
Yeah, well, wouldn't the whole thing be much simpler if he just come up here and proxied her himself?
Well, he can't do that, though. See, Andy, the fellow in Mexico is in trouble with the United States government on income tax invasion, you know.
Well, why don't she go down to Mexico and marry him there?
Well, on account of the Mexican quarter. They already got the yellow quarter Americans down there now, you see.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing the Mexicans is letting across the border these days is enchiladas and Xavier Cugat.
Did this Abigail try to get across at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She even tried to get into country under the livestock quarter. Get herself in with a carload of pigs, but strange enough, they spotted her. Made a mistake of wearing a silver fox jacket, you see.
Yeah, well, that's tough, all right. Tell me this, on this proxy marriage, who are you figuring on getting to fill in the altar with Abigail?
Yeah, well, I don't know yet, Andy. Say, I'm just thinking here. You ain't doing nothing, boy. How about you being the proxy? Yeah, you'll get paid the standard proxy fee, $3.75. You can pick up the money. Why don't you do that?
Me, the proxy? Wait a minute now. I ain't sure I understand this. Just how did the whole thing work?
Well, now, you see, look here. Although you was up here with the preacher, you don't ask your married gal. All you got to do is stand up there at the altar and say, I do, and slip the ring on a finger.
Well, if that ain't getting married, there's a lot of people on the honeymoon that's just kidding themselves.
And look here, when you say I do up here, you was actually saying CC for the man down in Mexico. You see what I mean? In other words, no matter what he's doing down there at the time, sleeping or eating a tamale, or the minute you say I do, he is married to Abigail. That's what he is.
Well, that sure sounds like a dirty trick to play on a fella.
You know, and I was thinking here, I might be able to raise that proxy fee to $10. How about it? Somehow you get in there, proxy the man there. Go on, get in there.
Well, all right. I don't see no harm in the thing.
No.
Okay, it's a deal, Kingfish.
Good.
Now, you're sure nothing can go wrong with this.
Don't be silly, and I'll call Abigail, and I'll have her come over here right away.
Yeah, well, I hope there ain't no slip-up, because when I think of me and Abigail and a preacher in the same room, it sounds like an awful dangerous parlay.
Oh, come in, Abigail. Yeah, you got here pretty fast, didn't you?
Yeah, I rushed over here as soon as I got your meeting call.
Yeah, you did, huh? Glad you did.
Yeah. Do you know, Kingfish, I didn't know you was a marriage broker.
Yeah, well, to tell you the truth, it ain't my regular business, Abigail. I just run into this husband kennel on the side. Just waiting to see this boy I got picked out for you. Oh, you gonna love him.
Oh, I saw that. What about him, though? Think he'll go for me?
Oh, certainly he'll go for... Oh, this boy ain't the fussy type at all. And he's really a handsome ladies' man, too. He's smooth and he's charming. Oh, he's a regular Don Juan Capistrano. Now, the name of the fella is Andrew Brown. Wait a minute. I think you know him.
Oh, sure. I remember him. He's a real cutie pie. Sounds wonderful. Casey, it's a deal.
Good.
Here's a $500.
Oh, thank you, Abigail.
Now, look here. There ain't going to be no chance of there being a hitch in this, is it? You going to get him right up back at all, ain't you?
Honey, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I'll have him there in high silk hat and striped trousers. But don't be surprised if he's wearing a cutaway straitjacket. All right.
Whiter than new,
rinso white.
Brighter than new,
rinso white.
Rinso new,
rinso new. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new. Rinso new. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso white,
Rinso new.
At the little market town.
If I get this marriage thing all set, then that blockhead Andy call me and tell me that he ain't going to be a proxy. I'd go in this office here and tell him a mouthful.
Oh, come in, Kingfish.
Now, listen here, Andy Brown. You can't do this to me.
Now, don't start no argument. Now, I ain't going to be no proxy for that fella down in Mexico, and that ends it. I done made up my mind.
Andy, look here. You has got to go through with it. You done give me your word. You know this Abigail Simpson could sue you for breach of proxy if you wanted to, you know.
Oh, listen, don't argue with me. I ain't gonna be no proxy, and don't come around here hollering at me either, you big bum.
Who's a bum?
You is a bum.
I don't take that from nobody.
Well, don't take it.
All right, take off your coat.
All right.
All right, we'll have this up.
All right, pull up your coat.
All right, come on, we'll do it then. Hey, fellas, what in the world is y'all doing here?
Out the way, Amos, out of the way.
Well, now, wait a minute. Well, stand back, Amos, before you get hurt. Come on, Andy.
All right,
both of you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Two grown men got their coats off, about to start to fight each other with their fists.
Well, I was ready to fight him, I'll tell you that.
There ain't nobody going to talk to me that way and get away with it.
Well,
listen, fellas. Here it is, December. We're just going into the Christmas holidays, and you two want to beat each other. Two fellas that is as close together as y'all is talking about fighting.
Yeah.
That's right, fellas. Put your coats back on. Put your coats on. That's it. Ender, I'm ashamed of myself.
So was I. I apologize.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, if I don't do nothing else during the holidays, I'm certainly glad that I was able to get you two straightened out. Well, I'll see you later, fellas. I got to get on down the street. I'll see you before the holidays, but Merry Christmas anyway.
So long, Amos, old pal.
You was a real friend, Amos. Well, I'm glad Amos come in.
Yeah, me too.
Why in the world did I fly off the handle like that?
Well, I guess it was because I told you that I wouldn't be no proxy, and I called you a bum.
Who is a bum?
You.
I don't take that from nobody.
Well, don't take it.
All right, take off your coat.
Come on, let's go.
What is it, Charmian?
Shorty, the barber's coming in to see you.
Yeah, send him right in, Charmian. Well, come in, Shorty. How is you?
Listen, Kingfish. I come over to tell. I just want to get that out, but I don't feel good.
Well, what's the matter with you, Shorty? You were shaking. Your wires as big as saucers. What's the matter?
Kingfish, I just had the shock of my life. I was standing in my own business, and all of a sudden I looked up and I seen a big freight train bearing down on me. The smoke was pulled out of the engine, the whistle was blowing. Oh, I was petrified. Then the engine hit an open switch and went tearing off the track and just missed me by inches. Oh, what an experience.
Shorty, this is terrible. Where did the thing happen?
Well, down by the Pennsylvania Railroad over at the, over the New York Central Cross, where the New York Haven and Harbor, toy department at Macy's.
Well, now look here, Shorty. I got my troubles, too.
Mm.
I got $500 to get in to marry to Abigail Simpson, but he just backed out of the thing.
Oh, that's tough, Kingfish.
Yeah, the thing is that Andy was crazy about my secretary, Charmaine LaRue.
Mm.
That's the fly in the oatmeal.
The thing for you to do, Kingfish, is to use the racetrack technique on Andy.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, tout him off of the young filly and tout him onto the old nag.
How am I going to get him to forget Charmaine, therefore? Hey, wait a minute. When you get right down to it, Charmaine is beautiful, but a little on the dumb side. If I could just play up her dumbness, he might forget about Charmaine and get interested in Abigail. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you know something? Charmaine ain't the only dumb gal in the world, Kingfish. I'm going with a gal right now who's really dumb.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. So she did the most stupid thing last night that I ever heard of.
Oh, sure
enough. Oh, yes. She's so beautiful. She's such a beautiful gal, but I ain't been able to get no place with her.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. So last night I went up to her apartment with a love poem that I wrote. I knew that would really put in the mood for love, you see.
Well, that you love poetry usually work all right, yeah.
Me and her were sitting down on the sofa, and I started reading the thing to her. Before I got halfway through it, she gave a long sigh, reached up and turned out the lights, but I snapped them right back on.
Well, what was so stupid about her turning out the lights?
How did she expect me to read poetry in the dark?
Yeah, come in, Andy.
Look, Kingfish, about that fight we had, if you what is you looking so sad about, anyhow?
Well, Andy, ain't you heard the sad news about Abigail's fiancé down in Mexico? Hmm. The poor fella passed on. Or, as they say in Mexico, he hasta manana the bucket.
Hey,
You mean that fellow that was down there for tax evasion?
That's right, Andy. When you refused to perform that proxy marriage, he decided to crawl across the border and come up here to marry herself. Trouble was, he crawled right into the arms of an Internal Revenue man.
Well, that was bad crawling, all right.
Yeah, then he decided... I was just thinking here, with that fellow out of the way now, Abigail might be just a gal for you.
Wait a minute now. No, sir. Charmaine LaRue is the one I was crazy about.
Well, and I admit that Charmaine's beautiful gal, but frankly, she's a little on the stupid side, you know.
Oh, yeah. She ain't too smart. I'll go along with you there.
Yeah, and I think she's one of them cases where the body lived on, but the brain died in infantry. You know?
Well, tell me this. If she is so stupid, how come that I am so crazy about her?
Well, it's the old theory, Andy. You know, opposites attract. You see, she is completely stupid, and you is, well, no sense dragging theories into this thing.
But I still think she's 100% better than that Abigail. At least Charmaine is nice and thin.
Yeah, well, that ain't so good neither. You know, you want a healthy wife, don't you?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Well, Charmaine being thin is susceptible to every kind of germ. With Abigail, on the other hand, by the time the germs work its way through 250 pounds of blubber, they ain't going to be so tuckered out they can't give you nothing.
Look, Kingfish, I agree with everything you say, but Charmaine is still the only gal in the world for me. Now, I don't want no part of that Abigail Simpson, proxy or no other way.
Well, in this case, Andy, you're forcing me to come clean with you.
Sure.
You see, Andy, I figured I could talk you into marrying Abigail, and on that basis, well... She done give me $500 to deliver you to the altar. Hmm. Natural, I was doing it for your own good, you know.
Natural.
Now, I done spent the money and I can't give it back to her.
Well, what you gonna do?
Well, I don't know, Andy. But when that Abigail find out that you ain't gonna marry her, she liable to throw me right into jail.
Well, Kingfish, I wouldn't worry about no jail sentence.
Why not, Andy?
Well, just get a proxy to serve it for you.
Oh.
This is Ken Carpenter. Friends, I'm not easily amazed, but here's something that seems downright wonderful. A wash that's done with 1950 Rinso turns out whiter than new. That's right, whiter than new. And washable colors even brighter than new. Because only Rinso contains Solium. Now, it's a proven fact that no other soap can get your clothes so white or colors so bright. Your wash is Rinso new, even in wet or freezing weather, even if you have to dry your wash indoors. Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. See for yourself what an amazingly beautiful wash new Rinso gives you. Get the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso with Solium.
Abigail, you will you please take it easy? You've been hollering at me for 10 minutes here.
I got good reason to holler. The wedding is tomorrow, and I ain't even seen the bridegroom yet.
Well, the boy been busy getting his trousseau together. That's what he's doing, you know.
Listen, Kingfish, I give you $500 to deliver Andrew H. Brown as a husband, and there better not be no slip-ups, because if that boy ain't delivered F.O.B. to the altar tomorrow, like you said, you're going to be in trouble, and don't you forget it.
What is I going to do about getting Andy to the altar? Wait a minute. The deal with her was just to get him to the altar. Nothing said about what happened after that. Yeah, I think I got an angle here. Yeah. Yeah, Andy, now, that's how I can get out of this whole thing if you'll just go through and go up to the altar with Abigail. Now, you got to do it for me, Andy.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I'd sure like to help you, all right. There ain't no chance of no slip-ups now.
No, Andy. Now, I explain to you again. All that happens is that when the preacher comes to the part in the ceremony, say, do anyone know any reason why these two are not to be joined? Speak up now forever, hold your peace. You know that, sir?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, now, Charmaine LaRue going to jump up, and she's going to say that she's your former wife and break up the wedding. I done already spoke to her. She done agreed to do it.
Yeah, Now, this thing is legit or doing it.
Oh, yeah, and it's on there. Yeah, they break up weddings all over the world like that. That's what is known in mad circles as nipping the nuptials. Yeah, they...
You say that Charmaine's gonna holler out that she's my wife, huh?
Yeah, come on here now. Let's go out and make sure that she got everything straight. Okay. Say, Charmaine, we just wanted to check with you now and go over the stuff that I done already been over with you there, so Miss Brown, you understand everything. See if you got everything straight about the wedding tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Mr. Stevens. I know just what to do.
Yeah, now remember, the wedding is going to be at 3 o'clock at the Lenox Avenue Wedding Chapel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then there's something else, too. There's supposed to be a reception at 6.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll be there.
All right, come on, anyway, we got a lot of things to do here.
Yeah, see you in the chapel, Charmaine.
Yeah. I must write that down exactly like he said. Now let me see here. Yeah. The reception is at 3 o'clock, and I break up the wedding at 6. I wonder why they is having a reception before the wedding.
Well, now, Andy, we'll just stay right here in the little anteroom, just off the chapel here, till the organ strike up the music, you see?
Yeah, okay. Say, Kingfish, you is sure that Charmaine going to come in here now and bust up this wedding.
Oh, certainly I sure she going. You was in the office with me when I done saying the whole thing to her.
Yeah, I know.
Certainly I sure. Ain't nothing go wrong, Andy. What you so nervous about? You shaking like an aspirin leaf there. What's the matter with you?
I can't help it, Kingfish. I just can't help it. This place give me the willies. Yeah. Oh, me. I ain't felt like this since they called me down to the draft board.
Just you believe one thing. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just believe that, will you? You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Uh-oh. Listen. There goes the death march. Hey, Kingfish. Peek out the door there. See what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, everything on schedule, and everything is fine. Yeah, the place is full, and your lovely bride has just started down the aisle behind the flower girl. Yeah, there she comes. Oh, yeah, she's all dressed up in a wedding gown, Ender.
Yeah, how does she look?
Well, I don't know exactly how to describe her, Ender. But if you can just picture a white satin tugboat limping into port with a deck just above the waterline, you got it, boy.
Yeah. Well, let me look.
Yeah, now take it easy. Peek out there. Take a good look.
Look at her coming down the aisle there. She's really squashing them rose petals.
Yeah. Yeah. But I still got to admit, Andy, that she looked better than she ever did in her life. That was your idea, wasn't it, having to wear 3 veils?
You said it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have enough trouble at the altar without having to look at that face, too.
Now, wait a minute, Andy, wait a minute. There she comes. Now, look. There. Look here. She's just about halfway down the aisle.
Oh,
now, if we start walking now, you and the tugboat will dock at the altar at the same time.
You know, it'll make me feel good knowing the Charmaine is out there.
Yeah, and it's just like walking to the electric chair when you know all the time the fuse is blowed out.
Hey, look around, Kingfish, and see where Charmaine is sitting, will you? Look at her.
Yeah, just hold on to my arm now and walk steady.
Oh,
man. Yeah, Charmaine is out there. Don't worry. She's out there somewhere. I'm sure of that, Andy.
Yeah, but if you see her, though, we'd be a lot more sure, wouldn't we?
Stop worrying, will you, Andy? Yeah. She most likely out in the vestibule. Yeah, just don't worry. She'll bust in here like a United States Marine.
Yeah, well, I...
Yeah, wait a minute. That's right, Andy. Stand right there next to Abigail.
Oh, Andy.
Kingfish, let me out of here, will you?
Shut up, Andy. Shut up. The preacher's going to start you now.
Dearly beloved, you're gathered here...
Excuse me, sir, but would you mind speaking a little louder?
Louder?
Yeah, I want to make sure the Marines in the vestibules hear everything.
Very well. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to see this man and this woman united in marriage, which is a relation instituted for the welfare and happiness of mankind.
Kingfish, look around again. He's halfway through the obituary.
For as much as these two persons have come hither to be made one, if there be any here present who knows any just cause, while they may not be lawfully joined in marriage, I require him now to make it known or forever hold his peace.
Somebody say something.
second round. You got your back to the preacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you, Abigail Simpson, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? For better or for worse, until death do you part?
I do.
And do you, Andrew Brown, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? For better or for worse, until death do you part?
Would you mind going back to that stuff about somebody speaking up and talking?
Mr. Brown, please.
Yes, sir, yes.
Do you, Andrew Brown, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I.
Kendall, you have got to go through with it.
I do.
Good. I now. Mrs. Brown, may I be the first to congratulate you. I wish you all the happiness in the world.
Oh, thank you.
And as for you, Mr. Brown, Mr. Good heavens, what happened to the groom?
Hey, go out the back door.
Quick, somebody stop him. Do something. He's getting away. Hold it.
Say, Kingfish, Andy really got married. Holy Moses. Yes, Emil, he really married to Abigail Simpson. Say, Mr. Carpenter, Andy really got married.
Well, Amos, maybe she'll make him happy and wash his clothes with Rinso.
Oh, yeah.
You know, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Yeah. Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. And for dishes, too. Rinso is wonderful. It makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier. Your pots and pans really shine. Get the economical giant size of Rinso.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
You know, of course, that the American economic system enables us to live better, work better, and enjoy more good things than any other nation in history. Now, a wonderful booklet which has the approval of labor and management is available free. It's called The Miracle of America. And to get your copy, write to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. Ask for The Miracle of America, Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show.
Lifebuoy Get Skin Cleaner gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure to listen to the Amos and Andy Show at the same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.